927 4CC across central Queensland. Past breakfast announcer of 4CC, Grant Cooper's popped in this morning. Coops, good morning, mate.
How am I? How are you, mate?
I'm going all right. Now, what have you got?
Yeah,
hang on, I'm trying to lift it up.
It's pretty heavy, mate.
Just brought in something for us.
Well, I'm the second holder of it. A good mate of mine, Adrian Robertson from Dream Tilt. We all know Dream Tilt in the local area, was connecting up the old 4CC offices in Central Lane. He was throwing out some cartons into a skip bin and found the original opening plaque for that building when Capricorn Broadcasters was the owner of 4CC many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the initial owner of 4CC. And there was a plaque and it was placed on the building when Alderman Cole Brown, Mayor of Gladstone, was officiating, and he cut the ribbon and they opened the plaque, but it had been torn off by builders and was thrown in the bin, and Adrian fished it out for me and I'm bringing it to you. So a little bit of history there. And it shouldn't be thrown out.
1986.
I'd believe that it was even earlier than that. So that might have been just the second part of the building. But even people around the local area now that would remember that. It's an amazing piece of brass, I would suggest. And
might be worth a bit of money.
Sell it on the open market.
Any scrap metal merchants out there?
I might have just bought you a carton of beer. But I think it doesn't deserve to be in a bin. It deserves to be here because it's history of the radio station.
Mate, thank you for doing that. You've had a long association with 4CC too, mate.
When did you first get here? 1988, I first started here as the breakfast announcer. And only lasted a couple of months before I went to Great Keppel Island. Was 21 years old and got a job up on Great Keppel. Where would you go?
But
came back in early 90s and was the network program director for quite some time with 4HI and 4ZR and 4AM. Went through a lot of owners, different owners, and got out a few years ago, mate. And
you coming back? Or?
Oh, God, no. You can have the early mornings. Stuff that.
It doesn't matter. You take 3-4 weeks holiday, you still wake up before everybody else.
It's getting up early, Hammo, because the wife's got me walking now to apparently lose a few kilograms. So we'll see how that goes.
Mate, Feb Fit, are you part of that with us? Yeah.
Sorry?
Feb Fit.
Well, no, I don't like the second word. February's fine, but the other one is...
Well, all you need to do is register online, go to our website, click on Feb Fit under features, put in your details, and then count how many... No, we don't ask that.
Thank God.
Then you just calculate how many steps you do each day. Last year, we came second in the state in regional Queensland. The year before, Gladstone was last. 4CC was last.
So we want to try
and get number one, everybody to Coopers Mackenzie to jump on board. You can create a group and you're going to the draw to win a trip away for two people to Heron Island.
As soon as I leave you here, I'll go and register.
All right, done. Beautiful. Hey, Coops, thanks very much for dropping that in. That's awesome. We'll get a photo with it. We'll post it up on the Facebook a little bit later on.
Good on you, Hammo. Talk to you.